This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.
For the second time in as many weeks, Temple University students were robbed at gunpoint in their off-campus home. Meanwhile, reports of counterfeit Adderall are popping up throughout the state. A settlement with Grubhub has been reached with regards to price transparency. And the votes are in. A Pennsylvania brewery's tour is the best in the U.S. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in a PA. For the second time in as many weeks, Temple University students were robbed at gunpoint in their off-campus home in North Philly, reports NBC 10 Philadelphia. One of the victims later described how he was woken up a little before 6 a.m. on Monday by a man holding a gun at him and was forced to stay in a bathroom with his roommate as they were robbed. Among the items stolen were a MacBook Pro, several iPhones, and a 2022 Mitsubishi Cross. No one was injured, and police are still investigating the matter as of the recording of this episode. Reports of counterfeit Adderall are popping up in over 25 states, Pennsylvania included, reports Fox 43 News. There's currently a nationwide shortage of prescription mixed amphetamine salts, which are commonly referred to as the brand Adderall, causing people to find alternatives, mainly online. A lot of these knockoff pills, however, are laced with other substances such as meth and fentanyl. Executive Director and Assistant Professor of Pharmaceutical Sciences at Harrisburg University, Eric Hefty, warns, quote, "If you are getting Adderall from any place besides a pharmacy or a healthcare professional, you are taking a huge risk." State Attorney General Josh Shapiro announced yesterday that a settlement has been reached with Grubhub regarding price transparency in the app, states ABC 27. The Attorney General's office conducted an investigation into price discrepancies between what was listed on the app versus at the restaurant itself. It was found that customers were sometimes charged more ordering through the app than they would have been if they ordered from the establishment directly. On top of that, the investigation also found how Grubhub was using route numbers and undisclosed partnerships with third-party websites, which undermined a customer's ability to look around and compare prices. Plus, there were occasions when a customer called a number thinking they were calling the place they were ordering from, but were, in fact, talking to a Grubhub customer service representative, resulting in the potential payment of higher prices and fees. The company will pay $125,000 in donations to various food banks throughout the state and add new disclosures to their app and website as part of the settlement. Says Shapiro, quote, "Online food delivery platforms can be very convenient, but consumers deserve transparency so they can make informed decisions about whether to place an order." USA Today readers cast their votes about which brewery tour was the best in the U.S., says Penn Live. And for the second year in a row, Trogues has taken the crown. The 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards once again placed the Hershey-based brewery in the number one spot and features what co-founder John Trogner calls guides who are, quote, "super passionate about our beer and love explaining why we do things the way we do here at Trogues." Cheers to that. That wraps up today's episode. For even more news, drop by PennLive.com. Also, please remember to kindly rate this podcast and to share it around wherever you feel. Thanks in advance. And as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for another round of Today in a PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.